Before Green's first court battle, the congressman stood to lose nearly $500,000 he raised from political action committees not registered in Wisconsin. Now, there's an effort to strip him of nearly twice that amount. The idea was first introduced in legal briefings by the Department of Justice, which claimed that nearly all the $1.3 million Green transferred from his federal campaign account violated Wisconsin's campaign finance law. Dane County Judge Richard Neese accepted the argument when he denied Green's request to block the board's order. Now, Democratic Elections Board appointee Bob Cachetta says he'll ask the full board to order Green to divest himself of nearly all his federal campaign funds at the board's next meeting.
The work of the State Elections Board isn't done just because it once considered an issue. We have to ensure that we're doing what we are obligated to do to enforce the law.
If the board follows through and is upheld in court, it could cost Green an extra $775,000 on top of the $467,000 he's already fighting over. The state Republican Party called Cachetta's move a dirty political trick. The party noted that Cachetta met with a Doyle campaign attorney repeatedly to discuss strategy before the board's initial order. Cachetta says there's no question the board takes a partisan approach to problems like Green's, but says the board's primary objective is to make the right decisions under the law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.